A bird hanging out along the Current River near Doniphan right now must be wondering where it is. Birders have identified the brown and white bird as a brown booby, and their habitat is nowhere near here. Steve Pays is a forester for the Missouri Department of Conservation. He says he's not a bird expert, though he enjoys birding, but this is what experts have told him.
Its native range where you normally would find it are tropical islands in the Indian, Pacific, and Atlantic oceans. It has never been seen in Missouri before. This one is the first one, and that's what has a lot of the birders excited. I was told if you went to the Florida Keys, you have a slight chance of seeing one. So that's how far out of place it is.
So why is it in southern Missouri?
Now, a few weeks ago, a hurricane hit the Texas coast. Did it get carried with that, and that brought it inland, and it's been wandering around looking for ocean ever since? You know, it's all pure conjecture. We just know that that does happen with hurricanes.
No matter how it got here, it's creating quite a stir. Birders are coming from all over to try to catch a glimpse of the brown booby that's hanging out along the Current River. Pay says it all started Saturday when someone posted a picture on Facebook.
Basically saying, look at this weird bird I've seen. Anyone know what it is? And someone replied, a brown booby.
Pay says the Missouri Birding Society sent a group down to look for it, but they didn't see it. He started talking to folks on the river, asking if they'd spotted the bird. Finally, his daughter talked to someone who had.
That then gave me a starting point as to where to look instead of, you know, what do I do? Do I go 20 miles upstream, 5 miles down, whatever? So we had a starting point.
He headed out on the river with a friend and expert birder, his daughter, and son-in-law.
And we were lucky enough to find it, and that sort of pinpointed where it was at. We put that word out, and that has been bringing birders in from around the state to come look at it.
Yesterday morning, Pay said there were already 4 boatloads of people ready to head out on the river to try to see the brown booby. Pays is serving as the go-between for birders and those with boats willing to take them out. The area the bird has been spotted is about a mile downstream from MDC's TL Ride access.
There is a dead tree on the east bank of the river, leans out over the river. He's been sitting on a dead limb on that every time I've seen him. Other folks have seen them, have been maybe another half mile down.
Even native wildlife are curious about the unusual visitor.
Yesterday, a bald eagle flew over them, and the eagle checked them out pretty seriously. And as we watched, we thought, oh my goodness, is this going to end right now? You know, eagles are predators for ducks and geese, and this thing is smaller than a goose, and it probably has no fright of an eagle. You know, it probably doesn't know what it is.
Fortunately, Pay says the eagle checked out the brown booby but then flew on. The bird has been eating fish and appears to be healthy. MDC state ornithologist Sarah Kendrick believes it's a second-year bird based on plumage in photos and videos she's seen. Birders believe it will eventually leave. But while it's here, the brown booby will continue to create a lot of excitement among those in the birding community. I'm Michelle Skaliski for KSMU News.
But I can't find my way. Oh,